The dream is real.
All right.
Kendra, your attitude is straight?
Yeah.
Is your attitude straight?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Reporting live from the safest place on earth, I call it Love Land. It is your culture man, Kenny Burns, baby. And I'm specializing in some lifestyles before these episodes and after. Yes, I'm a therapist. And you want to meet my therapy patients? Start those round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the Kansas City killer. We call her Kendra Taylor. How you doing, beautiful? Yo. Yeah, got that new hair. Don't care. Keep those round of applause going. That's right. She's a doctor. We call her Dr. Sugar, but her name is Cheryl Ray Reed. Cheryl Ray Reed, how you doing, beautiful?
Hey, y'all. I am not a medical doctor because these kids keep coming and asking me, can you help me with my rap? I said, baby, what did you think I am? Yeah, I thought you had some Their baby said, I thought you had some nurse experience. Ain't you a doctor? I said,
oh,
that kind of doctor. I will take you to the PE coach.
Yes.
You know how to rap stuff. Goodbye.
Yes, go on, sit down, boy. Take that in the foot. No, but I applaud what you do, and you are a doctor, Sugar, if you lived enough life. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about episode 78, a pop culture moment with TKBS, because there's some things going on in the world outside of the eclipse that just happened. We're going to talk about the craziness that led up to that, and then the thing that happened, and Kendra looked at the eclipse, and that's why her eyes are a little crossed, but she's going to get back right by the next episode, 79. But... No, but listen, y'all, it's some things going on that we need to address. And I promise I was bugging out the other day when I saw the Aoki Lee Simmons in the 65-year-old thing. And I'm not, you know, at first I'm like, well, how old is she? You know, immediately I'm like, well, you know, her mom and daddy had a situation where he was older, she was younger, you know what I'm saying? And it clearly wasn't 65 and 21 because I found out the ages. And the age gap is 65 and 21. Come on, resident teacher, what's 65 minus 21?
44
years. 44 years different. Now, I just want to talk to my 44-year-olds for 2 seconds, all right? Let's talk to Tiffany and a few people. Hello. So... At 44 years old, and you see an infant, okay? All right, and 21 years go by, and you're 65. And that infant, you kind of know the infant, because the infant was in the celebrity vortex. It was in the news, the babies had grew up, you seen the baby fat era, and to the crying and shaming on Instagram, child. You done seen it all. You done seen it all. Now, you are 65 years old and that baby is 21. Is there much difference in that? I want to ask that question first because grown folks say at 18, 21, it's all, but I don't know if the emotional intelligence is there for a 65 and 21 year old. Help me out one time.
I think it's strange and I'm just not really, I'm not judging them by any stretch of the imagination because they are two adults.
Absolutely.
But when I was 21, I was not the adult that I am at 41.
Yeah.
So I just don't know that I would have anything to talk to a 21-year-old at this point, even at 41. I'm like, I am auntieing these little boys. Because why are you even talking to me? Because they will try to talk to you. I just don't understand what you have in common.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, what do you have in common? If that's what you like, do your thing, sis. Get taken care of. Get, you know, sign on the dotted line. And, you know, when he go, you get the stuff. But it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
But then you saw that they had a clip that went viral right after that where she was saying, well, if you don't give me the money, daddy.
If you don't raise my budget, I'm going to get a sugar daddy. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
What did you say?
Nothing. Okay.
You don't even have sugar daddy capabilities, right? Aren't you a B? Of course you are, right?
I'm just saying, if you don't give me money, I'm going to go, I don't know, sell.
You're not going to do any of that.
And of course, everybody was like, and did she say billionaire or something in the thing? I don't know if she said that, but I know Kimora ended up dating a billionaire after Russell, right? And having a baby with the billionaire and all the things. So maybe it was just like, daddy, give me the money. I'm going to do what mommy did. I don't know. But Kendra, how do you feel, you know what I'm saying, about this? Because it's giving, you don't have nothing in common, to Sugar's point. You don't have, what is the thing? Help me, please.
For the man, I don't know what it is besides having a young tenderoni around, I guess. But even from the clip that I seen her video and saying, hey, I'm doing my last video from St. Bart's.
Yeah.
the way that she was speaking and what she was saying, basically throughout the whole video, she was asking for things. Oh, I like this. I like that. Can we go to Africa?
Oh.
Can we go to this place, that place? And I'm like, for her, it's just an opportunity.
Yeah.
For him, it's an opportunity of having something young on the side of him, but I
on the side of his what?
But again,
his pacemaker.
You know what it is. But you know what it is for both parties.
Yeah.
That's what it, you know, he's a sugar daddy. She's a sugar baby. What can I get from him? Because daddy didn't cut me off. And a lot of people were saying, listen, you got to protect your kids and this and that. As a parent with a grown child, mm-hmm. we raise our kids to be adults,
yeah.
and we can advise them, but we can't tell them what to
Amen.
Do.
Amen. Facts. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, sugar babies is the reason I don't have back teeth. I know y'all think I'm a perfectly kept man, but until my early 20s, I didn't know what the fuck to do with the back of the teeth. And some of them gone now, and it's sugar baby's fault. But I, you know, I want to say this though. I now know what the young women see in the older man. When I was young, it used to confuse me. Now, I ain't saying 65 old, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying being the older man in the equation, having your shit together, having some paper, having been cultured and traveled, can take someone somewhere and show them some different things. But the age difference is really bothering me. And then I thought to myself, 65, 40, you know, 65 and 21, that's 44 years. Now, 20 years, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Because I done met some mature youngins in my life. You know what I'm saying? Being in the business that I'm in, having conversations, having to deal with people, I've seen a maturity level at 25, you know what I'm saying? That I know at 25, I wasn't that mature. Just even my thought process. I'm talking about from a woman. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, like, when you think about what's too old to date is my next question. Like, and I'm thinking 20 years gives you an opportunity to have, like, some type of, you know, and even now with the communication with social media and the internet, digital, so forth and so on, you can have things to have in common because you're all getting the same information. You know what I mean? Like, you're seeing everything. Before, it was like you either lived it and told it, or, you know what I mean? But you had to experience some shit. Now you can have a conversation with somebody about a foreign country. You can have, you know, you saw the Ritz-Carlton yacht be released first, and now Four Seasons is coming with their version. Or you can have conversations that might interest young to old.
I like that version.
You like that? Yeah, yeah. What type of stripper porn voice was that? I mean, you just came with the 1-900. The fuck is going
on? It was
on?
A little sexy.
I love it. It take you there. Did you? Okay. You don't even have a mic over there. So my question is, how old is too old to date? And I'll start with you, Kendra.
So I had a rule when I was dating. And my rule was not to date anyone that was older than my oldest brother. And he's 10 years older than me.
Okay.
So I couldn't date anybody that was over his age. And if I was single again, I would say I couldn't date anybody my son's age because he's in his late 20s.
You should have called Dre a child.
When I'm out, people think that I'm in my 20s and I have young men coming up to me trying to holler at me. I'm like, baby.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to be your mama.
Yeah.
And I'm married.
Yeah. Got it. You know, I don't care nothing about that. But the point I'm trying to make is,
you know what?
They don't.
Oh,
that's what they got to do with me. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm gonna give
they
y'all.
They bold too. Real bold.
Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all some stories soon as Sugar talk. But Sugar, what you think? How old is too old to date?
Baby, more than 5 or 6 years older than me. I'm good. I don't want nobody that's 20 years older than me. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what they have to offer. We don't have that much in common. You 61. You closer to my daddy's age than you are to mine. That's Ooh. Just my preference.
Ooh.
I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want somebody that experienced the same stuff that my parents experienced.
Got it.
I think that's strange. And I like your rule, Kendra, but my sister was 15 when I was born. I think that's a little bit too much for me too. Like, I don't want to be dating somebody that's the twin brother of the man that she's with. No, no. I don't want
that. Wow. That sounds incestuous.
Slay.
I know, I'm just, you said the same. Okay, great. But the point I'm trying to make too on the male thought process of it, right? I think it is a known fact that we, by majority, mature a lot later than women. And when you look, and I 10, 20, I get it. But 20, I say, because there's a certain zest for life that I think men are looking for at a certain point. You know what I mean? And I think women too, right? But I think women, again, have been more methodical. They have planned a little better. They have a definite, you know, vision and version of what their life could be, should be, will be. I think men are just like, they get to the point where like, damn, I get it now. You know what I mean? It's almost like, duh. Like the whole time we've been telling you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just keeping it 100. Because I feel like I've become the best version of myself, you know what I'm saying, in my 40s. I was a great human. I did all the things I was supposed to do by people. But for me, in my clarity, I wasn't the best version of myself till my 40s. So I don't know. I think there's some grace there. But again, 44 years just out the question. Tiffany, what's this information you brought over here? Come over here and tell everybody, because you said there's an actual rule that exists. Now, I don't know where Tiffany get this information. Come on over here, babe. Come on. Tiffany be fine and shit, y'all. And then she be throwing paper at me like in fucking fifth grade. But Tiffany, come on, camera. Get your ass in the middle of the seat. Come on, get on there. She got Prada suspenders on. Get all the way in the
Childish.
All right, there we go.
Yes. Okay, so there actually is a rule of thumb for dating. Because whenever I, you know, had to attack Drea, I looked it up. But it is.
No one attacks anyone here. That's her personal views, and she does that on her own page, not the TKBS page. Thank you.
Big facts. But no. So the rule of thumb for dating younger is half your age plus 6. So realistically, at 65, the reason why 40 would be more on brand is because, based off of the rule of etiquette, they would still have similar interests.
And just call me Kenstradamus.
But facts. So a 40-year-old like Drea realistically should be dating someone, which makes sense too if you listen to what KB just said about, oh, when I was 40, I met some 25-year-olds. Yeah, because if you're 40-something, a 25 is still within your age range.
Hello?
Yeah,
thank you, baby. All right, I try to lead with maturity of women versus men. Oh, shut up. I didn't even know those stats, and I spat what you just said. But she said that. She just got it. Hello? Fix your face, Kendrick.
All right. I ain't raising no more kids. I'm good.
Okay. It's usually men to women ratio, but it's fine. It's fine. You just do what you like. But to your point, how old is Drea?
39, 20.
But 39, 20, 20 ain't that bad. I mean, if you think about the age. Now, 22 versus 32 is different. And the only thing I'm saying, like, she might have wanted to wait until he got, but then she'd have been 59 and he, you know what I'm saying? I just don't know if people got it together yet. Now, mind you, I done met some mature 25, 26s. 27 is obviously in the 30s. You should be holding on to who you are and what you are and developing and molding that. But yeah, I'm sorry. What were we going to say, Kendra? I'm about to call you Coco.
The dude is the same age as her son.
I'm with you. These are just our opinions. We sharing, and we gonna hopefully have people go back into the community and share this conversation, because there should be some guidelines in some, you know, because to me 65 and 21 is just given, you know what I'm saying? Are you prepared to wipe his ass? Are you prepared to, I'm just saying, the things that happen in life at certain ages. I'm not saying that 65 people getting their ass, but what are you signing up for? Like, that's not funny.
Tiffany, I'm dead serious. They're going to be like, oh, ching, ching.
Nah, but to your point, Kendra, that's what it seemed like. She just want, you know what I'm saying? I'm not speaking for the baby. We speaking in general. I wish you a fruitful life. I wish you get all the things that you want to get. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on to the next pop culture moment with TKBS, J. Cole.
Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog, like, say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him, chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige.
80s. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho,
did a diss track. I don't know if you saw my workout video last week, but I legitimately love the energy of the battle rap. Okay. All right. It was, I mean, the wordplay was there. J. Cole, one of the GOATs of his generation. Round of applause for J. Cole. But he did a diss track, and I was watching on Sunday night. He did an apology live at the Dreamville Festival.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I moved in a way that was, that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab my nigga back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love.
And for me, I was, you like that? I was like, damn. I was almost on some big homie, like proud, like, damn, like, you really just like broke the mold of like what's supposed to happen in the event of. How do you feel about that, Sugar? Because I have a little bit to add on to that, but I feel like he figured like, why am I battling this dude? Because in the rap though, they were talking, you know, everything in battle raps has to kind of resort back to some type of street analogy and or culture. So there were a lot of dangerous things said in the rap, to be honest with you, and I felt that's what he was probably most sensitive to. But how'd you feel about it, Sugar?
I think that, okay, so we grew up in the era where battle rap was battle rap, yeah, right? But now it's different because of the internet, mm-hmm, and because of social media. And so people listen to the lyric. I mean, it's been so many think pieces on both sides.
Yeah.
So it has turned into something much more serious than I think they intended for it to be.
Right.
I felt like it was supposed to be friendly banter.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was just supposed to be, you know, like battle rap of old, but people are acting like he really want to do something.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what his intentions were at all. So I think that's why he had to retract.
Yeah.
Or go back and say, I apologize, because that wasn't the intent.
Right.
And because of the way the internet moves, I think that that's what ends up happening. And that's why we don't have battle rap in the way that it was in the beginning of, you know, in the beginning, yeah, of battle rapping.
Yeah, I think too, you know, and I love that analogy because it's the crash dummies. It's these sick, sadistic fans online that go absolutely insane when they pick a side. And it's almost life-threatening. You don't know what the type mental health issues going on with these people, and you perpetuate it. So I think he realized that. He realized he used street kind of analogy, and I pull the clip and I bust the da-da-da-da, I show up and squeeze myself, whatever that is, and thought about it like, damn. So he took the opportunity at the crib with his festival like a true boss and was like, yo, like I'm tripping, like I really loved it. And then, by the way, in the 7-minute drills, he literally was saying I love him or I fuck with him, but in the same context saying the other things. But I think that's how he was feeling, don't you, Kay?
Well, you know, I'm an R&B diva, so I didn't hear neither
all one. Right, just got that. Just take that to the fucking Jesus. I don't know what you speak, Kenneth.
But I did see the apology, and I was proud of him because it shows the growth, and it's also allowing the younger generation to see that.
Yes.
And to be able to reevaluate how they react to certain things. I loved it. I loved the apology, even though I didn't get a chance to hear the battle.
Yeah.
So, Kendra, what you just said made me think about something, because here's the thing. You put out the track publicly, and a lot of times people, like you said, it showed the younger generation that you could put something else out. You could put an apology out publicly. Because a lot of people like to do a whole lot of stuff out loud.
Come on.
Disrespecting other folks, and then they want to DM an apology, call an apology.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Babe, get on that loud mic right. That you was on. Your mic is on.
Nah, listen.
So I think it was also great that he did that because of that.
Round of applause. Because I'm gonna tell you this, though, to simultaneously partner with what you just said. It's right. Like the things I was saying about, I started on Kodak Black. You remember that? Like Kodak Black was my muse of what was going wrong with hip hop, right? And you know, it's now transferred into Sexy Red. And I stand on everything I say because I've always left the door open to show grace when people get right. Right. And
no sugar.
I had some moments of clarity this weekend. Right. I
right.
Did you just poke your booty out? I'm being serious right now.
Yeah, she sugar. Was over there. Get it sexy.
Oh, see.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
That's that's part of the problem right there. No, but I'm just so I literally had a I saw an article where Kodak Black had stopped taking Percocets. Right. Didn't realize how much of a drug addict, which we used to say, right, Tiffany? This is when I was on the V103 airwaves. And I was like, damn, he did a lot of drugs. And I said that. I be thinking I'm really ordained on some level, like connected spiritually. Because I promise you, I say things and the people that I do like address, life-changing shit happens. And it's like, I gotta say it for the community, because if I don't say it in the way that's stern and strong, they're not gonna hear it. But then they make movements to get better. I saw Kodak Black. He was in some type of form. His chain fell off. And then, you know, he was just talking about the love for his fans, gave the chain back. He threw it in the crowd. I was like, my fans gonna bring my chain back to me. And sure enough, somebody brought the chain back to him. And I'm like, that's power, bruh. That's power, like, that I don't think you realize you have. So I continue to wish you well on your journey. I just hope topically your things change, and damn sure hope you ain't voting for Trump. All right, but I want to say this about Sexy Red.
Before you went in on Sexy Red, I want to say this. He posted that video talking about him coming off of Perks with the sweater or shirt that said, I love Perks.
Oh, Lord. See, there we go. I'm trying to find a moment. I'm trying to find a moment to say I see you, but I don't see you. God damn it.
We did see him, and we seen his shirt, too.
No, I get it. But I was...
Maybe it was an old shirt.
But no, but it's... Sorry, I take it back. I just take it back. Shit.
No, don't take it back.
No, I'm showing him grays because I feel like he's trying to... Yeah. Okay, but... come on, Kodak. And then the other one, Sexy Red. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I do not like topically... what she represents. I don't like what she seems to represent in the community for Black women. And I wish I didn't feel that way about her, because there is a certain level of party with this Hey Sexy record. And it seems like so much fun. You know, it does. But that's the devil at work. It's going to be the fun into a dysfunction you can't get out of. I'm just saying that. I ain't trying to preach, but I am. It's going to be so much fun into... I did a post last week. I said, no hooker. No, not hooker. Lord have mercy. No hookers. Definitely no hookers. I don't agree with that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, no, keep
no
that.
No hookers.
I said, no yeah. Hookers. I said, no hookers. And I know.
But we don't want the hookers neither, though.
Yeah, we want that. Yeah. But I said no hookers and no Sexy Red, because I'm trying to definitively tell you what kind of party is coming June 1st, 2024. I'm trying to tell you what type of energy, you know what I'm saying? Like I just posted on Monday, on yesterday. I said, if you don't use wipes, this is not the celebration for you. This ain't what you're thinking as. You got to figure out and choose and pick a motherfucking place.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, but that's the thing, y'all. It's like these sing-songy, child rhythm type joints that we were, you know, indoctrinated with as children, it plays true. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen the psychologist and them joints, they be putting you to sleep and they say, boom, you're going to talk like a dog, or boom, you're going to do it. Bruh, sis, we literally doing that shit to a T. Like, and it's uncontrollable. Like Sugar, she's a doctor, a teacher. She heard sexy and just poked her ass out. It was almost...
can't help it.
No, I'm hip, but
I haven't heard the song, so...
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I ain't gonna hold. The video's more fun. But I'm... Listen, moving on.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Culture Man, Kenny Burns. You know I'm talking about the Dream of Motherfucking Random. I'm talking fast because I get all these points out in 30 seconds. You have to do me a favor. You have to go to your favorite platform where you listen to the Kenny Burns Show, a.k.a. TKBS, and I need you to download the episodes. We cannot be number one if you don't download. Number two, I need you to write a comment. I don't know why the hell I have a 4.8 on Spotify and I have 5 stars on Apple. Let's make it even. I love you in real life. Stay tuned. We have more TKBS on the way. Peace.
The dream is real.
TKBS Nation. Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Palana Lamagne from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplified their movements, and or propelled them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. I wanted to shout out Dawn Staley in the Women's NCAA National Champion South Carolina Gamecocks. A round of applause. There's so many things that I want to kind of just break down here. First and foremost, an undefeated year with a championship. All right. Mm-hmm. I think it's something like 119 games to 3 losses or something. 109 games. Thank you for the correction. To 3 losses. I mean, Dawn Staley. Now, mind you, she's nowhere near the UConn head coach. I think she's at 3 and he's at 11, but she on her way. And I think the way that she's leading in this is a testimony for our community, ladies and gentlemen, because she's taking these girls. She's not only contributing to making women's basketball one of the biggest, I know they're trying to give the credit to one individual, but there were so many foremothers of this, you know, amazing. I watched it this weekend more than I watched the men's because I was just so enthralled in the level of competition, the excellence. It was just amazing. But I want to give Dawn Staley her flowers because in the midst of all that, she wore Gucci, child. She wore Gucci. She had the whole motherfucking staff in Gucci. The white woman, everybody had on Gucci. No, but I ain't why. Yeah, but that's not why I'm saluting her. I just want to get a little gag. But I'm saluting her because the emotion she had, right? And then for all the naysayers, y'all know the attacks she was taking, y'all. Y'all know the attacks them babies was taking. The girl number 5, what's the girl name? Tessa Johnson? Child, she won the game. I'm talking about a freshman came to the table, and to me, without her, they don't win the national championship. But she was getting all types of like hate on social media. But it's a testament to Dawn Staley's leadership for allowing them to be who they are. You hear me? By being herself. Yeah, she want to put that shit on when she coach. She want to put the shit on and she want to win. She want to break stereotypes. She want to give honor to God first and foremost when she caught hell for honoring God. So giving her her flowers has to do with how she maintained that excellence. How in her final speech of the year, winning the national championship after going undefeated, huh? She gave glory to God first. She gave testimony about the strength of her players and her coaching staff. And then she gave Caitlin Clark the GOAT status. This is a GOAT telling you her she's part of the GOAT club and thanking her for what she's done with women's basketball. Round of applause for that, because Caitlin is a motherfucker. Listen, she is a beast. And big shout to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Is that their name? They was hoping. And number 20 and Stokely, the center, I love them girls. But I do want to bring this up, and it's an important culture conversation because we might need to get out of our own way. The entire time I'm watching the negative tweets from racists, clearly, the hearing from my brothers and sisters during the game, it was South Carolina or die, just because to me it was black versus white. Do y'all feel that it was a level of racism in the fandom? Clearly not, I'm not talking about the racist, but even me, my wife and I was like, babe, are we going so hard for South Carolina? Because I was like, well, one, we know Don, like, you know what I'm saying? We have an affiliation with culture as far as like who she is and what she brought to the table as far as her winning program, going to be one of the winningest programs in the history of women's basketball. But like, there's affection. So like, no, it ain't racism. But then it's like, damn, is it? Because I'm over here rooting. I'm rooting for Iowa just because they was hoping. Like, you couldn't hate on them. They were undersized against LSU. And then in this game, they were undersized, but they were fighting their ass off and competing in this game. How do y'all feel like? Do y'all feel like it was racism involved in our fandom?
I think that because of all of the hoopla around LSU and Angel Reese. And,
right.
You know, all Angel. That whole thing. And it felt like racism. And especially with last year with she and yes. Caitlin and how they had their little squash situation. It felt like that. So I went into it like, I ain't fooling with Caitlin. But then I had to check myself.
Word up.
Especially in the game this year.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? Caitlin is cooking.
What?
Caitlin is cooking. And unfortunately, whenever you talk a whole lot, you really got to have your ability match your talk.
Yeah.
If your ability don't match your talk, it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I just literally had this conversation last night with somebody that I respect dearly as far as it comes to like athleticism and all of that.
Yeah.
Like, why in the world do you have to do all of that talking, but then as soon as somebody says something to you, now you're a little baby lamb. You're not.
You're a killer too.
So,
yeah, you're a killer.
I definitely am rooting for everybody black, like Issa Rae said, for sure. However, I'm also able to tell you when somebody is doing well. That's like, okay, here's my analogy.
Yeah.
I don't like chocolate, but I can tell you when it's good.
Mm. Okay.
I ain't gotta hate it because I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not hating Caitlin because I'm black and I want the black girl to win.
Yeah.
I can tell you Caitlin is killing out here in these streets.
Man.
But
Yeah, and before you say something, Kendrick, I got an add-on. I agree so much with that because you can't hate the player and not hate the game. It's like you're dissing the sport if you're dissing Caitlin. She is incredible. No, I mean like 30-foot jumpers at a consistency. Like Steph Curry ass. So you cannot hate on that. Now, I do want to just touch on the villain thing, and I know my twin over there, she coming with the shits. But I really believe like with the Angel Reese scenario, because the guard for South Carolina, she said, you know, revenge tour is over. Caitlin literally waved her off at the three-point line last year, like, we ain't scared of you, ain't hitting shit. And you're right. It's like when she do it, we hooping. But when the little black girls are doing it, they showing out. So, Kendra, how you feel about that?
I feel like it wasn't necessarily the players that put that hype out there. I think it was the media and social media.
No question.
Kind of like pin them to against each other.
No question.
So I wouldn't necessarily hate on the Caitlin at all in regards to that matter. But if she got the game, she got the game.
Other than
that, it's black girl magic. Y'all said everything that I was going to say.
Mama, it's a big shout out to the South Carolina Gamecocks, Dawn Staley, the entire team. Big shout out to the Iowa Hawkeyes, the UConn Huskies, the NC State Wolfpack. I mean, the women's basketball this year has been unbelievable. So I want to move on because I feel like the eclipse yesterday, y'all, had just put some type of energy into the human algorithm and people acting crazy. And before we get into the eclipse, the Donald Trump thing is getting more scary. And I told y'all we're gonna be relentless with having these discussions because we have an important election coming up. You know, we've given you 872,000,000,000 reasons why you should vote and why your vote does matter. But if you need even more ammunition, there's no democracy after him getting in office. He continues to show you how he's going to disrupt the entire system. Ladies and gentlemen, Roe v. Wade, and I want to get to a point. Roe v. Wade was repealed. You see, Biden is now running to overturn it, right? To turn it back, to make it law. But dude is going to dismantle the entire Constitution if he gets back into office. And I want to have this pop culture moment because the rhetoric to me is not lessening, it's intensifying. And it's not intensifying with just words. The action of these people is showing you exactly what's going to happen. And the thing about it is, I don't really think it's connecting. You know, I don't think it's connecting. And I want the DNC to do a better job too, because it's like when you are doing ads and you're gonna repeal Roe v. Wade, I get it, that's women. You can approach them and let's talk, you know, like political people. Roe v. Wade gets you the voters that disagree with Roe v. Wade, right? But then you're forgiving the student debt. I got one for you, Joe Biden. Give us no taxes for the next 2 years. Give us the opportunity to have no taxes, even if you can't do the thing we mentioned a couple episodes where I told you Terrence Howard was talking on set about making reparations. Black people shouldn't be taxed, considering we're only 13% of the GDP. You want to win? Let's talk politics. Give us no taxes. You can do that shit right now. It's due on the 15th of April, okay? Most black folk then took the option to extend to October. So literally, that's election time. You could just make it with the wave of the motherfucking baton. You can't say you can't afford it. 13% of the GDP is nothing, considering you find $50 billion every Tuesday to go help a foreign adversary, okay? I'm dead serious now. You want to win the election? And we playing politics. Because I'm tired of telling y'all all the things that Donald Trump is doing, that these racist, fascist, classists are doing. If you want to win the election, forgive taxes for all black and brown people. At least do it for a year. You can get in office 1 year. I'm going to repeal the shit back for 2024. If that don't make sense, I don't know what else does. You're already forgiving all that. You're already going to find this money for Israel. You're going to do all this stuff. Forgive taxes. I want to put that in there. And then I want to talk to Netanyahu for 2 seconds. I want to talk directly to you, sir. What you are doing is egregious. It is dictator-esque and dictator-like. Someone attacking you, you have every right to attack them. This has been going on forever, but what you're doing is clearing out a people. Mm-hmm. What you are with that last drone strike on the aid workers, you don't even know. You're just trying to clear space, in my opinion, sir. No one can feel no kind of way about that statement because it's the truth. You got so many of my brothers, my Jewish brothers and sisters acting out now who were gung-ho, go get them, Israel. Now it's like, wait. Kids, I mean, everything you see over there is like you're clearing it out for real estate opportunities.
Ooh.
I'm just saying what it is, because you're not just going at us. You're clearing out land that was occupied by buildings and people. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, and I just wanna be real, man, because we're not being real. Like, just like the people that are supporting Trump, you're not being real. This is not reality. Although the power is real, because there's something allowing him to do the egregious things, just like Netanyahu. Why you see Biden, he double dutching like a motherfucker, y'all? Because he does not agree. I mean, we've seen him publicly go against it. We've seen him publicly support. It's like he keeps dancing. That shit is not right. Because guess what? Iran gonna get involved. Hello? And it's up. They have nuclear weapons. Whether you want to believe it or not. I just want y'all to see the domino effect. But how do y'all feel about that? Because I think even with the Donald Trump thing and with the Netanyahu thing, it's like this power is getting out of control. The people are supposed to have the power. The people are supposed to have say. But you have these elder statesmen, and I mean that, with these ideologies that are not current, making these decisions. How do y'all feel about that?
I feel like that they're not only trying to clear real estate, that they're clearing a whole race of people, which is the Palestinians. And yeah, it reminds me of the Holocaust, of how they did those people. Because it's so egregious of how they're going about doing things.
Yeah.
And they have killed a lot of innocent peoples and family lineage through that. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, when is it going to end? Now they're taking votes and people are voting against it. But why did you guys let it go on for so long?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, but, you know, wars can last, many years. I mean, we've been a part of one in Iraq. But it's just tragic, and we the people should be the voice.
It's not even.
No, it's not. It's not. Well, first of all, they're both such small territories. It makes you wonder about who, power wise, is behind both of the things. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. But I want to talk about this eclipse for a second, because I think the eclipse had everybody tripping. I think everybody went to a tailspin. I heard humans outside owling and growling and shit. And it's, I didn't, but I did. Oh, dude, put your shades on, child. We're going to the drive-in. But, do you think that the eclipse, because I'm a believer in energy. I'm a believer in spirituality. I am a believer in the earth, in the science of, like, you know what I mean? And I felt shit was off. I just felt energy. I'm in the store. I'm looking at people. It's almost like I was in a movie for the last 2 weeks. It seemed like Get Out meets goddamn, what's the world, War of Worlds. It almost, it's this weird energy.
Well, I think it's been weird energy for a while anyway, and we are in the retrograde.
Facts.
Whether you believe in it or not, these kids at these schools, okay,
talk to
they are retrograding themselves. I don't know what it is. Something is going on. Something is in the air. I do agree, but I don't know that I, in my heart, believe it has anything to do with the eclipse, because eclipses happen often. We just don't get to see them in the United States as often as, you know, as they happen.
Mm.
So I think that people like to associate things with the eclipse because it's a money-making thing. Whoever produced these is making money.
Facts.
Whoever is, everything that, like, my favorite ice cream place, it's 4 different eclipse flavors that's out right
now.
Are
you serious?
It's a money, a money-making thing. And I understand it. Like, right now, I know somebody who went to a specific place for their birthday to view the eclipse because they are in totality.
Wow.
In Nashville, we are not in a path of totality.
Yeah.
So it's not as exciting as it is in other places. But I think that whenever we internalize and tell ourselves that energy is shifting because of the eclipse, we shift our energy and it seems like it's connected to that.
Yeah, but it's like this pollen. You can't tell me it's not some new and improved pollen. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. This pollen is
every year, though.
No. But I think every year this shit turns up on us. And I think that the eclipse, the fucking red moon, the blue moon, the full moon, motherfucker, I think we just, it does something to spirits. Because Kendra, I know you got the whole X factor with the Navy and to us.
I do. But since you brought up the red moon,
yeah,
I want to share this. I was in Greece.
Were you horny when it came?
No, it was a red moon.
And
it was
the
most beautiful thing that I've ever had. And I tried to video it because I was in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you could just see it. It was like big and just beautiful. And I couldn't capture it on my phone. So it was a feeling that I've never felt before, but I was amazed by that.
Mm.
That's just my note on the red moon.
But I agree with you, though.
I've never seen one that clear.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Feelings and emotions can deter your actions. So if you identify with something, and then also light versus dark affects your emotions. I'm serious about this pollen and trees, or when you're by salt water, or when you're in salt water, like all these things have effects on you. But you were going to talk about the Exodus and
energy.
The Nivias and the Yamins.
Yeah. So the eclipse, the whole thing in regards to when it comes to the biblical state of it,
mm-hmm,
they've been talking a lot about the route of travel of how it's going.
Mm.
And so every city that the eclipse is passing through is Nivea, which has something related with the Bible.
Okay.
And then where it's crossing that is the rapture.
Mm.
And so that's been a big talk of, what does that mean? Is this the end? But then you have to think about it. No man know the day or time. So we know this is not the end. This just could be one of the signs, which we've been getting signs forever
right.
in regards to revelations and things like that.
Mm.
So this is supposed to be a real big thing, big deal in regards to spirituality. And then if you also believe in zodiac signs and stuff like that, this one is going to bring your alignment in.
Yes.
So lately, my energy hasn't been off. I've really been off for the last 2 years in regards to my energy, up and down,
me too.
Going through shit. But this past, ever since like a past couple of months or so, I've already been pretty much aligned, but I've been really becoming in peace of my alignment. And I've been happy, so I like it. I like where my energy is.
Well, we like you happy, child. We don't like you upset. Because you come to this episode sometime. Yeah, see, we don't want no smoke because you started off this motherfucker like, you ain't going to say shit to me. I don't know why you talking to shit. I was on the bay. I said, wait, how you doing?
telling the people.
Everybody. That was BTS.
Child, she be coming from a net. But I agree that something is happening. I don't know if Revelations is coming in the way that the Bible says it, though. And I'm not going against the Bible. Clearly, I know I believe in God. Look at Sugar Eyes. But there are things happening that are in line with Revelations and what the Bible says. And it doesn't always happen like the Bible says. I'm not talking about Jesus's word or God's word. I'm talking about the Bible. And when you look at like how it's all set up, like, where you think how you think like all this natural stuff, I'm talking about eclipses, you know, migration of animals, that's God. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I know man can be contributing to certain things as far as the ozone layer, this, that, and the third. This is a whole episode, child. But I'm trying to get to the point that, we should talk about it because it's also too a little mind game-ish. It's a little like to the point I made early in the episode when I was like, we've been indoctrinated with nursery rhymes since we were a child. So if it's in dun, 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 if it's some easy shit, it's like we snap into where society wants us to be or the programmers want us to be. Cause we are programmed. We are programmed. I don't think y'all realize how, that's the next episode, child, after I come back from
vacation. Oh my God, because I was just talking to Sugar, wasn't I, about the, there's a thing on TikTok where they say you can get to Africa through the Grand Canyon. And
child, you gotta get the hell off TikTok.
It's a whole bunch of different things that's out there, and I'm like, oh, I need to find this out.
No, but I'm saying, but not that that's true. That's why I'm not on TikTok at all. No, but these are the things you need to listen. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. If you think about it, you want to get very scary. You ever gone to Africa? If you go to overseas, you get in the plane and then you're there. And it's like, well, what did you really see in your travel? No, if you want to get
No, that's a good question. No, I'm
dead serious. So that's a whole.
I know.
We're gonna have an episode TKBS called The Programming. Programming.
Y'all come and take my place because
no, you need to be a part of it. She a PK, like the PK coming out now. Jesus is the only thing in the light. And if it ain't Jesus,
that's not what
I'm just playing.
I love y'all.
I love you too. So we're going to wrap this up. I want to go around and just give people, you know, some encouragement going forward because the news will take you out. This news cycle, child, you got to kind of stop following certain shit and get more in line with the things that kind of, and this is my little two cent, and y'all can tell y'all and then Kendra get us about it. But I just suggest y'all start following things that can fill your cup. Wherever you're at in your life, those things might be different. They might mature, they might grow, but I think you should start following things that legitimately bring the best out in you. Not that frustrates you, not that the things that cause you to compete and compare. Let's start following the things that, you know, are aligned with our thought process. But Kendra, as we get up here, any words for the nation as we get up out of here?
I would say that I would like for people to take a little gem of what J. Cole just did this past weekend and just see how, just because someone does something or say something and taking you out of character, or how you can bring yourself back and Facts. Realign yourself with how you feel and your values, and not letting people take you outside of that.
I like
because
that.
When you do, you feel bad, and yeah. you should feel bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that. Sugar?
So just a little piggyback off what Kendra said. Whatever is said doesn't have to have an effect on you personally.
Facts.
People say things all day, every day. You pick up what you can apply to your life and leave the other stuff behind.
Amen.
Stop being so defensive. Everybody's not coming for you. You don't have to be angry.
Oh.
You can just pick up what belongs to you and don't pick up what doesn't. If somebody is around you that brings you chaos,
yeah.
walk away, hang
yes.
the phone up.
Amen.
Be kind, but just be like, hey, you know, this is my new line. That has nothing to do with me. I would not like to be a part of that conversation.
Exactly.
Have a good day.
Exactly. So we're going to need a sub, Tiffany. You have to be on the program now, so because she don't want to talk about it. No,
but no, I'm okay. I'm okay.
No, you know, Tiffany got a list of shit. Well, wait. I've been waiting.
Yes.
No, look, you're so excited. But look, you saw her face. She looked like an alien a little bit. I don't know what just happened with your eyes. They spread apart and came back. No, I'm just playing. But listen, before we get out of here, I want to.
Get back in line.
Okay. All right. Jesus Christ. But I want to. She did a peace sign, peace Buddha sign. But I want to say this because, y'all, we got to get out our own way. And to Sugar's point about everybody ain't coming for you, I was at Houston's yesterday. And I think I have an issue because I patronize the same spots. And when I go into these places, I expect a certain level of customer service. I expect a certain level of being taken care of because I frequent this establishment. And yesterday I went in there and I didn't have a reservation. Child, I should have made a reservation. Just make the reservation, kidding. But anyway, I went in there, I had an attitude because they didn't immediately take care of me. But it was this guy. And he didn't mean nothing, y'all, but I swear for God, the 25-year-old Kenny Burns almost came out because Jessica didn't want to sit down. So at first I sat down, she sat on my lap, but then she had something in her leg, so she wanted to walk around, cramping her leg. So I was like, all right, cool. So the guy was like,
excuse me, miss, if you want to come over here and sit down, there's a space.
And then I was like, you think I'd be sitting down and not let my wife of 25 years sit down? At first I was about to be like, bitch! But then I caught myself because, but then I had to think about it. He was just trying to be nice, to be honest, because he was standing up. And, but I was telling my wife, like, but don't you know how disrespectful that is? They clearly see we holding hands, you know what I'm talking about? And they see that there's some type of interaction. Wouldn't you just think that she don't want to sit down immediately? Why would you ask another man's woman if she would? I want to be like, dude, what is the problem? You don't see, you know what I mean? I really want to go on them, but I breathed. I took a breath and I just went on my evening and met a beautiful lady named Miss Kitty, who was from Washington, D.C., and she had a great story time or two for Jessica and I. We had a great meal. But the point I'm trying to make is get out your own way. Everybody ain't coming for you. All right, Kitty, take us up out of here, baby.
You don't have to count. It's just,
can we go? Bye bye.
1, 2, 3.
The dream. Is real.
The dream is real.